What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Welcome to another episode of Bustin' with the Boys. We are your hosts, Will Compton, Taylor Lawan. Before we get rolling, we're going to assume now we are recording this on Tuesday. We're going to Austin on Wednesday. You are hearing this podcast on Thursday. Woo! We're going to assume that Austin went absolutely fucking electric, dude.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lawan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Do we want to, are we?
This man's coming at us.
Yes.
This man, for whatever reason.
We listened to, so for some context.
Theodore Roosevelt Vaughn.
Yeah, Theodore Roosevelt Vaughn. He has a podcast this past weekend. A phenomenal podcast, actually. I was a massive fan.
Was.
I am. We was. Still, you know, still funny. I was listening. I was giggling. He has a podcast where the last couple episodes, he's had George Kittle on.
Last two episodes,
George Kittle and Caleb Presley. He's thrown some... He throws some wild shots.
Meat shots, dude. Just punching us right in the groin.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah. It seems like he has beef with me faking the whole Caleb Presley death when Caleb was on a ventilator. Theo and I were actually both. Theo went to that LSU game. I was supposed to go to it too and help open up or help like announce with Barstool, the Barstool Sportsbook opening in Louisiana or LSU when they did that party. Theo continues to go. The good friend that I am, I hung back and went to the hospital and visited Caleb. So when I'm hearing about all this stuff with Caleb, and he's like, yo, Theo sent me this voice message of like, you know, rip the ventilator out. Fucking don't be a pussy. Don't let him tie you down. Because Caleb was like tied down and on a ventilator because he was like about to fucking die.
Yeah.
But Theo like sent him this funny message. And Theo on his podcast this past weekend, he was like, you know, I think I was just listening to some David Goggins right before I sent you that voice message. So we're laughing about it. I'm like, yo, so where's Theo at? He's like, oh, he went down to LSU. I go... He went on, you know, I forget what flight it was. I was like, yo, I was supposed to be on that flight too. I was like, oh, it's crazy. Like, you know, which one of your boys is here right now and which one continued to go down to LSU? I was like, hey, we should like fake your death.
And it's not like Theo's from Louisiana, but he's definitely not from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Where's he from?
He's from like one of those in the corner pieces of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Swamp like people type vibes.
Yeah, it gets down.
Yeah, he's not going to see family. He's going to have fun.
Right. Because I have a buddy, Houston Bates. Shout out to boy Houston Bates. You met him at the wedding. And he's like...
Great guy.
Notorious for sending me videos of him like hunting at his camp.
Oh, cool.
Like just like this trailer that they have that they call their camp. And they just fucking ride four-wheelers around naked and shoot animals.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems like Louisiana gets down a little different.
Louisiana's... Yeah. There's the South and there's Florida and Louisiana.
Yeah.
They're their own little entities.
But honestly, I think Theo has beef that I faked the death with Caleb. I knew it was going to hit good, obviously. Like, yeah, was that a little much and far? Absolutely. But anything for a nice little laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I knew Theo. Like, Theo and I don't know each other that well.
And if, you're, so I knew if you I'm live in the world Theo, of giggles.
Yeah.
All's fair.
Yeah. And I knew like, I knew it'd be believable because Theo's like, I'm delivering the news to him. I'm like, fuck, man, did you hear about Caleb? And he's like, What happened? I was like, he passed away. He goes, no, are you fucking with me? I said, I'm absolutely gutted. And then like Caleb was saying in the clip, like I sent a photo of Caleb doing this like right away, but he was up in the air, so he didn't get the photo. He's like, are you fucking with me? And then obviously I'm like, yeah, like, did you get the photo? I can't remember what we said, but.
And all that being said, like if Theo really is upset, which who knows if he really is, he gets on that flight when he could have went and saw Caleb and the joke just played out longer. Because he didn't have Wi-Fi.
Funny joke.
It was a solid joke. I've heard that joke 7 times and I've laughed every single one of them. You know?
Yeah.
And then he
But what else was he got? What was he doing on Kittle's pod had Kittle on?
Kittle's pod, he's talking about Kittle brought up me working out early. And he said, well, why are you gonna do that if you're just gonna get hurt every year? was a body bag.
Yeah.
An absolute body bag.
He zipped you up.
And then says it again with Caleb, and then he brings up my teeth. coming after my teeth.
Which is bold because he's got fake teeth.
You know he's got fake teeth with these things.
You know what I'm saying?
You drive a Mack truck through them gaps.
And if I'm not mistaken, I feel like his hair is artificial as well.
He got hair plugs.
Yeah, I think he did.
Just because he wanted them.
Yeah. Well, he is a rich boy now.
He's a very rich boy.
On that rich shit.
Yeah.
He's on that rich shit.
Yeah. Which also, shout out to Theo for going back to Louisiana. You think a guy like him, once he made it, probably would never go back to the state he came from.
Why you say that?
Just seems like that type of guy. He wouldn't go back. Seems like that type of dude.
He's trying to throw something. Once he's like made it,
he's like, nah, I don't fuck with the same people anymore.
You like, the way you're verbalizing this, I feel like you have him in like a headlock right now. Like,
and you know what? That's a point too. They actually talked about fighting us with guns.
Yeah.
Which if there were guns involved, they would for sure win.
But you knew Caleb, he's like, no chance. And Theo was like, really? You don't think we have a chance?
That would be fun to fight. I feel like Caleb is, you know, Caleb's a beast. He's a homie.
He's a beast.
Caleb's a beast. I love Caleb. I love Kittle. You know, but unfortunately, they put themselves in that situation, right?
Yeah. Because Theo went at me, what'd he call me? He said, like,
You have CTE, EFG.
CTE, EFG. That shit was funny.
Like, if you're talking about.
No, that shit ain't funny.
If you're talking about a real fist fight, we are going to body bag both of them, no problem. No, there's not going to be, and it's not going to be close. Now,
but
if it's a verbal war,
a verbal war
is going on, there's banter on this bus.
For sure.
There is.
There's some good banter.
But no brains. Caleb and Theo, the way their brains work, it's just on a different level. I don't know if it's a higher level. It might be a way sideways level.
Yeah.
But it's just a different level than the way our brains work.
Yeah, we ain't got a shot. I'll just do the whole thing. I'll laugh at all the jokes. I'll just take it, you know, I'll take it to the apps.
Right.
Like, I'll wait for myself to get in the room. I'll think about some stuff and I'll try to put some things together. But that's how I would.
Yeah.
That's how I would try to circle the den, bro.
Like Caleb was over at the house tonight. We were watching Jags versus Titans. We got a little banged up.
Mm.
And I had to sit there on the couch for 10 minutes of him making bits about me looking like a high school drug dealer in my 30s and just body bagged me for 7 minutes. And I'm just like, my eyes are barely open. I'm laughing. But I'm like in my head, like, how do I get out of this tunnel?
Yeah.
There's a giant wind tunnel. I look like Hasbulla in the little wind tunnel in Vegas.
Yeah.
Kind of scared. Also having a bit of a thrill. It seems like we're going down a path that the odds are stacked against us a little bit.
But that's how we want it. Yeah. I know. I'm fucking...
We've been gritty our whole entire life.
Yeah, bro. This past weekend, that whole fan base, like, let's get after it.
Yeah.
Let's fucking roll around.
Like, his fan base is much larger than ours, but our fan base, dude, are killers.
You seen the movie 300?
Yes. We just got to wedge ourselves in between a small gap and two mountains.
Yeah.
And have them come everywhere. And then we just got to fight off them coming.
How do you think it goes? Like, do we cross collab on the pods and fucking?
Not yet.
You want to get physical? Well, you want to get physical?
Yeah, I want to get physical, dude. I want to beat up a comedian.
I think it's tough because Caleb, like, you know, we're in this beast club. We're in this little beast group and shit like that. And Caleb's my boy. But you see, he's Don King in a little bit. You see he's instigating, throwing up
some softball. He absolutely is. That's a great reference.
He throws it in there. He puts it all together he's like, seems like you have beef. Like maybe Will more specifically than Taylor, blah, blah, blah. Theo says the stuff. He's like, yeah, man. I mean, that's good guys. He goes, yeah, they're good guys. I mean, that's between you guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? Kind of washes his hands quick. Yeah.
He's instigating
the situation. You saw that going. You saw that coming. But
yeah, I don't know what's going to come with this.
If we got to get something going, if we go 2-on-2 rough and rowdy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stream something.
Pull a prank on him, like burn his house down or something. Like obviously when he's not home.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
What a fucking prank.
Do something crazy. Like, slash his tires. Get his girl pregnant.
Yeah.
Those types of things.
We'd show him.
Something that, yeah. Yeah. And then make him believe it's his for 18 years. You know?
Yeah. There's some red coming in your eyes right now. Like you're about to black out.
I'm just trying to think of things we can get him because there's no way.
We
could both stand on mics. If Theo sat in this chair right now, our boys in the back would just basically watch an absolute murder session.
Yeah, for sure.
And then they wouldn't respect us anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for the boys, like, we'd have to swing no matter what. It sucks knowing that, you know, I was chuckling at some of the jokes, but we got to stay 10 toes down.
Yeah, because I don't think about me in that situation. I think about my family when they see that.
When
they see what Theo said and they know I got nothing for them.
What is your family going to say about it?
Maybe not respect me anymore. My 5-year-old might just fucking not want me to take her to school anymore.
Are you worried about Taylor? Hey, yeah. Are you worried about Taylor seeing the clip?
she's, you know, Taylor Stay's body bagging me. She's like, you gonna let this happen? What are you gonna say about this? I'm like, babe, I really don't fucking know what to say about this.
Yeah. But he came at you for something he already has too. Like it's teeth.
Yeah, it's fake teeth and injuries.
Yeah. The injury thing. What did he say in the Caleb one?
He said he's trying to stay injured just to get more contract money, which doesn't even make sense. I'm cut. I'm really getting no more money.
I'm trying to get some fucking money.
No man. Question. We're all trying to
go
get
back
some money.
To the hospital. My knees don't work anymore.
No doubt. I do know. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's really done anything real active in his life.
He went on Real World.
Yeah, and I watched him get in a lake one time in the Real World. He looked like he was having a hard time getting over those rocks to get in the middle of that little river.
Was he back during the time, man? I used to watch the Real World Road Rules, and there were a couple cats. The athletic dudes, what is it, CT? Was
now,
CT one?
I've heard, watching videos and stuff like that, I think he was on Bobby Lee's Tiger Belly, and Bobby Lee brought up Real World, and I think that's like a no-touch thing for Theo. I don't think he likes that.
Yeah, I don't think he enjoys that.
And out of respect to the game, not trying to get personal, we should probably stay away from it. That being said, look at him.
Yeah, I mean, if you're coming at visuals, you can open it up. That opens up the gate.
Like his teeth look phenomenal in that right picture. That left one.
Like he's right.
Like abandoned classroom.
Right.
With chairs everywhere.
I struggle seeing, like, you know, his little preemie joke that I feel like George forced.
Scroll back in there a little bit, because I don't think that's just teeth, brother. I don't think that's just scoot over a little bit. That tan's a whole lot thicker.
Well, he could just have a good tan.
My eyebrows raised. You know I mean? There's some Botox in that forehead.
Maybe a nose. Did he get some nose work done? You know what I mean? It's kind of pointed up, and the second one on now is kind of looking at us.
Yeah, maybe.
JP, you think nose work?
100%.
JP, what'd you say about Theo? Ice Age?
Yeah, Theo looks like the nut that the squirrel is just after the whole time. That's how I view Theo.
There's our best verbal abuser right there. Fucking JP. Got his ass.
I can't wait till he comes on the bus.
You want any more of that, Theo? Man, I don't think he's going to come on. We've been trying to get him on the pod for a while.
Theo on for a long time, so.
FaceTime him. You have his number, right? Give that man a shout. It'd be tough if he doesn't answer.
That's an ignore.
I didn't let it ring all the way through.
Don't you think? We should look. We should Google how many rings it usually takes, but I think that's an ignore.
That's a decline.
I think there's a line drawn in the sand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just depends, like, hey, you know, how much fun do we want to have with this thing?
Like, they got a bigger army. They're probably better trained.
No. We can't give them that. They're better trained just verbally, like just quick-wittedness. You know what I mean? Their brain just operates on a different level.
I knew that. I was lacking confidence.
But that's not disrespect on our brains. We got some nice brains, bro. We got some beautiful fucking brains. Yeah. It's just our shit. It works in, you know, different. There's levels. You know what I'm saying? He's been in the game a long time.
They're just fighting a different war than we are.
Yeah.
Listen, Theo wants to do this. Then we got to sit down after this podcast, have a brain trust, and figure out where we're going to go from here.
Maybe we do, like, you can include verbal. You can include physical. Maybe we do our own Real World Road Rules. Just four of us. Just put us in a house. Confession corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can talk shit. You can do all the same stuff.
Yeah. I would love to do that, actually.
Yeah, like maybe a week-long Real World Road Rules.
We can't leave the house.
Yeah, can't leave the house.
Yeah. I like that.
I mean, I think that's solid. Legitimately.
Yeah, a Real World one week right in Nashville.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, why not do that?
Around that?
Just produce the whole thing.
What we call it, because apparently Real World Road Rules, those could be some triggers.
Yeah, that would be a trigger for him. This past weekend? This past bussin'?
That's why I made the short bus jokes on us, right there.
Is that?
This past bussin'?
Man, he did make a short bus.
Damn, it is short. It's a short bus. It's not the standard bus.
I used to drive one of these to school.
But man, fuck that. You know what I'm saying, JP? Yeah.
Trust me, I'm ready for war.
There we go.
I've been waiting my whole life for this.
Yes,
moment.
Man. What would we call our the whole? Let's brainstorm right now. Let's throw stuff at the wall. No dumb ideas.
That's right. That was dumb. I'm sorry.
No dumb ideas. Like that's on me. I shouldn't even.
No, I saw the way you looked at me the first time.
I know, but I shouldn't even done that. Like, hey, that's just stopping creativity.
I'm going to shell up for a little bit. Give me three. Give me 3 minutes. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Huh?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I can speak to that. I can speak to what you're feeling, G. It's you're entering in a world of where it's verbal at the moment. And right, it's like you get shocked. It's in the shock phase right now. Like, fuck, we're about to go up against Theo Vaughn. Like, he's got the jokes. He's
and
got
Caleb. Like, I feel like Caleb's getting away from this too much.
Don't worry about Caleb, dude. Like, Caleb's like...
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, now that we're wrapping
up... I don't like how
I'm
being treated on this episode.
Yeah.
I don't like the last 5 minutes of this episode, the way I've been treated a little bit. And so I need to fucking...
I'm just saying.
I'm like, going to take five now. I said I was going to take three. I didn't even take the three. I'm going to take that whole five.
You're about to get in this verbal octagon with a guy like Theo. It's a little intimidating, yes. But now that we're getting more and more removed, I hear JP's energy a little bit more. I'm like, what are we fucking doing? Like, let's mix it up. Let's throw it around. Let's see where we fucking land.
Theo mentioned chat GPT or
love
JPT.
Chat GPT, bro.
So I just went on there and I, God, my voice. I typed in what are good names for a TV show with four guys in a house for a week that are against each other. And if you want to just go ahead and start reading off some of these names.
Competition Cabin. That kind of catches my eye. Conflict Cottage.
Yeah.
Battle Bunkhouse.
Opponent
Rival
Oasis.
Retreat. I mean, these are actually kind of solid.
They really are. And shout out ChatGPT, dude. ChatGPT.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's an AI software that you basically type in anything.
Oh no, it's happening again.
Yeah.
It's like a new thing. Kids in kids in high school use it and they'll type in their prompts for like English papers and it'll write an entire paper in the span of like 20 seconds. But now they've countered it and they have other AI that can detect if you've used this AI. So if you're a high schooler out there thinking you're about to score A on an English, just do the hard work, kid. Grind it out.
Quarrel quarters. Dispute dead.
Adversary. Hey, adversary abode.
We are falling apart.
Yeah.
Why are we scared?
I just can't. So that word I couldn't read. And once I stumbled.
Ma'am, I'm afraid to speak right now.
Why are you afraid to speak?
You know why. The way you've treated
me. No, I'm just trying to build our confidence. You know what I mean?
Well, you've done a great job of that, Will.
I'm trying to build our confidence. You know what I mean? When I was like, hey, we have beautiful brains. I'm trying to build that confidence. Like, yeah, but Caleb.
The only person
like,
in here that's giving me confidence is JP. Not even JP. JP shit on me for the AI
I'm trying to help you.
You know what? I'm spiraling. Let's do an ad read, dude. Do an ad read.
Through the ads.
Timeout. Are we in a good spot?
You and me?
Yeah. No, us, the bus, the team. Is the team in a good spot right now?
Sometimes there has to be conflict before cooperation, boys. And
summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I feel better. It was really based on how that ad read was going to go. How my brain was going to work through that ad read.
Yeah. I'm just making sure the team's solid.
Team's solid right now. It's just conflict before cooperation. Right now, people listening, we just got a lot of work to do. We got to get in the lab and really figure out how we're going to take down this opponent. We're about to play the New England Patriots when Tom Brady was on.
Yeah. We're the young squad coming in this arena.
And we're the 2015 Titans. Like we gotta put some fucking work in. We gotta upset it. You know what I'm saying? The line's big. So let's fucking get to work.
Yeah.
Thoughts. JP, what do you got?
What am I thinking on?
This war that we're going into. How do you think we should strategically go about it?
Yeah.
Physical is the easiest move.
I don't know if we should. Yeah, physical's easy for us, but physical's such an animal brain move.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Playing into.
Will is known to just go for an ankle lock immediately. So we got to protect everybody, at least in that meeting.
You're a damn good wrestler, too.
Yeah, yeah. We know we're not worried about the physical aspect.
If it has to get physical, we can do that.
We can't play into that mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think this fucking week long locked in a house is the move with a series of competitions.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, recreate road rules. Real world road rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, recreate that.
There is strength in numbers too. We have a larger team than Theo and Caleb wherever he stands.
We know where Caleb stands, man.
Right.
Right in the
fucking
middle.
He's on his knees for Theo.
Now, Theo's guy that he has working his computer, he could be a wild card. He's a weapon.
He's a weapon?
I will always give my props to him. I can't remember his name right now, but he's good.
What gives you confidence in him? What has he done?
Not much. That's what gives me confidence in him. Whenever he barely speaks, and whenever he speaks, you're always like, wait, what?
Hang on now.
Really?
That's really you can pay respects going into this thing.
Yeah.
I'll take care of him. That'll be mine.
I'll take care of it. Don't even think about him.
Yeah.
But I think that is the move. I think that'd be a good move. We'll see if Theo wants to get on board with doing something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough sell. Because from everything I've heard, he's not a big fan of that portion of his life.
Right, but I think if we're trying to juice this thing up and figure out ways to solve this problem.
Yeah.
Force him in the house.
Lock him in.
Yeah.
Ain't no way he's getting out.
Go and kidnap him or something.
We could kidnap him.
Yeah.
I think the plan, the thing I said before the South Carolina trip needs to happen.
Yeah.
However we go about that. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yep. I think that's all I can say. That's all I can say right now. That's all I can say right now.
Oh, no, now I'm confused.
Oh, God.
This is why we got the bus comment. No. We got big, beautiful brains, though, Will.
Yeah, we do. We don't fucking sleep on our brains now.
Brother, we're going to handle this shit.
Because we got some tricks up the sleeve.
Do you now?
I've been downplaying. Like the first 15, 20 minutes, wipe that out of your brain. Just know I'm still good.
He's ready, folks.
What are we doing again?
Whatever, dude. We don't need to make this whole podcast about Theo. We don't need to do that.
So what do we talk about now then?
Caleb.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah, Caleb. Also, Caleb said no to you coming on Sunday Conversation.
Yeah, but I, you know.
Don't protect him.
No, there's times where I can, you know, I'm not like trying to protect him there, but I'm saying like, that's something where I don't feel like you try and invite yourself on. It's like getting invited to the Willy Wonka fucking candy factory.
You don't get invited to that. You have to find the gold.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Caleb, you can tell he's very much in his creative bag at all times. Like he's very selective about who he wants to approach and go after. If he feels there's a spot on Sunday Conversation for the boy one day, I'd be happy to do it. Mm-hmm. But like we can't hold that against him to not.
Yeah. I think we'd all love to go on Sunday Conversation.
Oh, who would?
However, it's waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting and playing the game you got to play.
Right.
However, based on how this shakes out, this bridge might be burnt at the end.
Between?
All of us. You and I might not make it through this. I don't know.
I'm trying
to figure out my strategy.
I was going
to
say what's going on right now.
You know, I got a big brain too. All right. Ignore the last 30 minutes of this podcast. I'm fucking in here working, dude. You don't fucking see what's going on up top. There is some stuff going on. I can't even explain.
Yeah, but it was more of the shock of seeing your boys, Caleb and George, just going on. And
who you have a relationship with. Like, we're boys with both of them. We had Beast Club.
Yeah.
A prestigious group.
But I saw the Caleb Thiel relationship. You know, I knew that was going to take off. They're a match made in heaven.
Why did you say had the Beast relationship? What happened?
Well, Beast, Caleb's boy, Jeff, he lives in Dallas, right? Dallas?
Jeff Shoddy, dude.
Yeah, he's a fucking beast.
Big beast.
Dude. We met him. He's the man.
Yeah.
Caleb doesn't believe in waking up before 9 a.m. every day. So Caleb, he said he'd do it for a week. It was a punishment for him because when we were in Tucson for the Arizona Bowl, he said he was going to drive back with us to Phoenix. And I was sick. And I was like, all right, we'll wait for Caleb. Caleb's a boy. We could have a good time, get a little banged up at the house and like have some fucking vibes. Caleb bailed. So for the week, he came. He did a good job. Then he bailed. So Jeff's gone. Caleb's gone. Then it's just me and Will. My daughter's got to go to school. All right. And I started doing earlier workouts in the last 3 weeks. This is the third week I've been doing it. So Beast Club is essentially dead.
So Beast Club for four guys.
Four me, dudes.
Taylor, Shoddy, Caleb. Caleb moved back to Florida.
Oh, that happened too.
Caleb and I work out probably around 9:30 or 10 every day. But then when Taylor was ready to roll, he wanted to start going at 8. I was good with going 8 because you go earlier.
And you want to get that part of your day done.
Caleb didn't want to do that, but I was going for probably a week straight. It was just me and Taylor of going at 8 in the morning. But then Caleb got back in the mix before he moved back down to Florida. His boy, Jeff Shoddy, came into town and he wanted to be part of it. He wanted to get a lift in too because the boy likes to fucking jack.
You can tell he's fucking in it, dude.
He was a linebacker at North Carolina, stud.
Yeah.
And so when he was in town, all four of us would go work out at 8. Caleb was like, I will start working out at 8, but only for this week. But when we were all around each other, there, around each other every day, we just said we are the Beast Club. And then we made a group chat.
It was Jeff, dude. Jeff came up with that name.
Yeah.
He would call everything Beast.
Yeah, just everything's Beast.
Yeah.
But that is...
You would do one exercise and it wouldn't even be that heavy of weight and he'd go, Beast.
We had a Beast Club for a couple weeks or a few weeks.
It was probably less than a few weeks.
Yeah.
And less than a couple weeks. I think it was 1 week.
Yeah.
Because he was in town for like 5 days.
And then Kayla moved back. Taylor works out of 5 now. So there's just... And Jeff doesn't live here. So they're just... That's why there's no more Beast Club.
It's dead, dude.
Taylor's talking about, don't get it twisted. Like, my daughter's got to go to school. I don't even know if we talked about how Beast Club was even formed.
Caleb does not live here.
Yeah.
What a prestigious group, though, for a week,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. But we're in our group chat talking about Beast stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And you want to know something, too? Caleb going on Theo's show.
Yeah.
Is after he was on Theo's show, because we had dinner the night before. He's like, I'm going to go on Theo's pod. And then afterwards, he's like, would you want to get a sauna session in at Boost? Like, I know it's late. You don't like to do later in the day, blah, blah, blah. He's like, or I can just come from Theo's pod and come over and hang with Rue and hang until my flight at like 6:30 or something like this.
Oh, what a friend.
And I was like, yeah, I'm down with that. But then he does the pod. And as you guys heard on this past weekend, they're talking about the two cold plunges he has. He was like, I'm going out to do cold. I'm going to hit the cold water. And Caleb never even came over. So then I see he went to Theo's after that to cold plunge even more. It's kind of like, it's a slap in the face, man. It's a slap in the face. And I hate finding out that
I think this is the third time he's done something to you like that. The first was Arizona Bowl. I think there was one time, too, that he just like got up and left your house.
The Arizona Bowl. Nah, nothing with the house. He was like kind of off the reservation multiple times when it came to like working out and us doing like the accountability buddy stuff. Because he would like go on his Sunday conversation trips and he'd come back. He's like, I need to get back into it. And him getting back into it was essentially just rolling out and doing some stretches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But.
Man, the more we talk about Beast Club, the more you realize it really wasn't what we thought it was.
I know, man.
It was like a core moment in my life.
That's us. You know what I mean? You come from, and just same with Shoddy. Like you come from that mold of like the locker room and you want the boys, you want the fucking chemistry of getting jacked.
Yeah.
And you want it to be what we thought it was, but now we know it never was.
I think if Jeff lived here, it'd be a different story.
That on the graphic. Hey, can we get the graphic of the quote I said that, you know, that one time?
What'd you say?
I think it was on the Brian Callen episode. No.
The wolf at the door
is
leisure, not struggle.
No is just an opportunity. Well, I said something. I said put that on the graphic. It sounds like we did.
Yeah,
what else is there to talk about? What were we ending on the other day on Tuesday?
We were talking about...
And I said, no, save it.
Would you rather go to the past? Oh, yeah.
Would you rather go back in time?
And then you said your superpower would be to manipulate time.
Yeah, it definitely would.
And then you had another one, though, right?
Yeah, it was like go in... If you were going to the past, would you want to go like before you were born? Or go to a time when you were a certain age, but when you went back to that age,
you had to relive that.
Yeah. You couldn't go back to, like, Taylor couldn't go back to when he was 13. You'd like, have to be 13.
You had to be 13 and go.
There was another one that came into the fold.
I was talking about the superpower. Because I was talking about getting up early.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about superpowers. Yeah.
But I do want to touch on the going back in time thing one more time.
You thought about it some more?
I have. Yeah, I did. I thought about it a little bit last night. And here's my question, because my original thought was we'd rather go back in time, and in my head, you could go right back to the present and then kind of manipulate back and forth,
mm-hmm.
or go to the future and see what's going on and go back. And so, but you jumped in a couple of things and you said, once you go back in time to a certain age, you can't go back. Now, in your hypothetical, can you go past you before you were born and then go back to the present? Because there's nothing to live.
Mine was, I want to say somebody in the back threw in that wrinkle. Like, can you go back even beyond? Because then that's when we started talking about, you know, if somebody beat you in the sperm count, you end up on your mom's back. Yeah. My hypothetical would be it's from birth, like in your life. What state of being only you could go back to in your own body?
What, like, would what I age, go?
You know what
you're,
I mean?
You're asking a different question than just the hypothetical. Would you rather go in the future or go in the past?
Past. I'm talking past yourself, past self. Yeah. Anywhere in the past self or anywhere to your future self.
And you have to, like, so once you go to your future self, you have to keep living?
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, it totally makes sense.
My wrinkle was, would you rather travel back in
big
time or would you rather...
Shit, Mitch, this is why people tune into this podcast.
Would you rather go back in time or jump forward to the future? I feel like the consensus there is travel back in time because you can basically figure everything out. My wrinkle that I threw in was like, hey, once you travel back in time, you have to stay there and relive it just to balance the fucking jump to the future. That was my whole... That's all I was trying to do. I wasn't trying to make like another one or make it more confusing.
So you can jump to the future and jump right back though?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Then you almost would want to live in the future.
Like a classic hot tub time machine.
Yeah.
Going forward and going back in time to create Lugal instead of Google.
But did they stay there in the hot tub time machine? I don't think they did. They came back to their present self.
Yeah, because they put the...
Lou stayed.
Yeah, Lou did stay.
That's why he Lugal. Stayed back and that's how you got Lugal.
Yeah, and Motley Lou, I think as well.
Yeah,
Motley.
Yeah.
Motley Lou.
So what's I'd go back. I'd go back in time.
But now you gotta relive everything.
I don't care. I would love that.
Good question. Hey,
you
Mitch
heard,
what
you
age.
Heard Will talk about his
eighth grade?
Yeah, his dad pumping him up for sports when we recorded the intro the other day. He's reliving that.
And when we talk about favorite grades, I'd have to look back at my tier talk, but I want to say eighth grade was a year for your boy.
Would you go back to Nebraska?
Yeah, 100%.
No, brother.
Yeah, I would.
You've Nebraska. Been to Barry's.
Here's what would happen. If you go back in time with the same brain you have now, obviously you still love Nebraska, but you're going to go about your business in a much different way. Imagine having all the football experience you've had, going back in time and basically getting to redo it, knowing everything. You're going to be the number one kid in the country year.
You know, you still got to make your same choices. Like you would have to still go by the same stuff.
No, that makes no sense. Then you're just going back and you're basically watching your movie of your life. The whole point of going back is like redoing it.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of shit that I would redo. Like, I would just love to go back and fucking live that life again with the boys.
There's a lot of shit. You'd hang with the boys and stuff like that, but you'd also know that type of situation. You know, like, being in eighth grade was my least favorite year of school. I would go back and I would own that shit and figure out a new way to like make it way better. Then I'd go to high school already in shape, not being a little fat tubby kid. And ripping, crushing it. Probably being all state my freshman year.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still try hard as fuck. Like, I don't feel like you can rewrite your ceiling. What are you upset about? I don't know what's going on. You're like pissed off.
I just feel like you've made it, you've made nothing. By what you're saying, I don't want to go in the back in time anymore. I'll just go to the future.
I'll just go
in the future and I'll come back.
Like what we're Taylor and I are saying, like you go back to like do things differently. Whereas what you're saying is you want to go back just to relive it again.
I would do both. Like I would do things differently and relive it. Like I thought my fucking eighth grade years and shit. I thought that stuff ripped, bro. Get more hoes. You know what I mean? Like,
but you couldn't based on what you said. You said you can't change anything.
No, I didn't say you can't change anything. I'm saying that's subjective. Like you travel back to an age. And you get to be that person throughout now, but you know in the same brain you have right now.
Yeah. That's what we were saying. And then you threw the little nugget in. Mitch, am I acting crazy right now? Or is what's going on?
Maybe it was just misinterpreted.
The
but
fuck
I,
is there's happening not, on this podcast?
I thought you said you wanted to just go back to eighth grade and just live exactly how you did it.
No. Because he's like, I think you're, what did you say? Like you could be.
You could like.
I basically said, like, essentially, you could be like the number one kid in high school football.
Go back to eighth grade.
Yeah, but I don't think that happened because I still tried to fucking do that. Like trying.
Yeah, but the brain you have now and all the like, you know how to work better than you did back then.
Right, right, right. So yeah, it would be better.
You'd be more instinctual. You'd be a better football player.
But what I'm saying is like, I would still go to Nebraska. I would still.
I think that's what really threw him off. I think that's what really, once I said you wouldn't go to Nebraska, you fucking, your hardware got rewired.
Yeah, I think no matter what, you get to choose whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want.
I'm back on past.
Yeah.
I'm back on the past.
Yeah.
We got lost a little bit, but now we're back.
Now we're back. I just got really confused when he's like, you just got to, essentially, he's like, you basically got to watch the movie of your life and just enjoy it. Like, I'll just go to the future and come back then.
No. I mean, yeah, I'd go back to eighth grade and I'd fucking be in eighth grade and I would fucking get hosed. Dude.
Get hosed?
Yeah.
Who's the one you're thinking about?
There's no one that I'm thinking about.
There wasn't one that you were like, damn, she's an absolute smoke show. Now, mind
maybe
you.
Maybe from another school. But you think know what about I mean? This, like, maybe somewhere in the county. Maybe I get outside the county a little bit.
Bro, think about this, though. You're 33?
It's more.
Oh, yeah, you're 33.
Ahead. Yep.
You go back to eighth grade with your 33-year-old brain. And now you're with 13-year-old girls. You're going to look at these 13-year-old girls like, bro, y'all are so young. And
man,
you're not going to
make
nothing.
It weird,
I'm
man.
Not, I'm just, bro, what do you mean make it new? It
weird.
Don't fucking do that.
I'm just saying.
Okay, hang on.
The entire game of going back in the past.
Sorry for doing that. Let me reiterate what you said. So I'm taking my 33-year-old body, an adult brain, and I'm going back and seeing 13-year-olds. And I'm assuming that like, oh, you guys are really young because I have an adult brain now. So it seems a little pedophilia-ish.
Yeah, but you're not. You're 13. But also you still have your brain you have right now. So you're still 13. You're still barely getting pubic hair.
Yeah.
However, your 33-year-old brain, would you be really trying to get hoes? Or would you see the moms and try to get the moms?
Probably both. You know what I mean? Like, it just depends on the game. You know what I mean? But I think you're having a hell of a time just reliving life. Yeah, because everybody's like, man, if I could go back with the knowledge that I have now, like things that they would redo, things that they would rewrite, go about differently. You get to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking rad. Going back in the past is the move.
Do you think going back in the past with the brain you have now, you think you would make decisions that you would be proud of? Like, you know, do you think you would make better decisions, or would you make a decision and later in life still be like, fuck?
I think the inevitable of like making a decision and being like, fuck when you're older, I would obviously make better decisions, but I would also make some probably worse decisions knowing in my head, like, cause everything's so amplified. When you're a teenager, you can literally just see with blinders on. You don't see the big picture. You have your dream or whatever you want to accomplish.
Right.
But really, like, those teenage years, just from a developmental standpoint, you really can't see past the week. And so I would be able to look past the week and be like, yeah, I could definitely do this and I'm going to be fine. Like, the risk to reward ratio that I would play in my head that seems so much bigger in the risk category, being 31, I'd be like, this shit's not going to matter if I do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Yeah. Like zooming out and just seeing it. Same. Yeah.
You'd be able to zoom out. And like, you remember high school, like you really like, you think I got to get through these weeks. I got to do these practices. I got to work out. I got to make sure I get the homework done. And then when you get around Wednesday, it's like looking forward to the weekend. How are we going to get Anthony Stevens' brother to go buy us beer? How are we going to find beer this week?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Man, what things would I do?
That's a fun thought, dude. It's a fun thought to go back and be like, man.
Would you guys do anything drastically different?
I think I'd go to the future.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seems safer that way. That way.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad point.
I'm just too curious.
Yeah. And if I went back to when I was 13, I would live those 18 years. And once I got back to 31, I'd be like, fuck, now I really don't know what's going to happen. But you can go forward and then come back. Oh, I didn't like that. I'm going to change some shit up.
We're just doing a LinkedIn.
There's an argument for both.
With Matthew McConaughey right now.
Welcome to the side.
What'd you say?
We're just in a Lincoln car commercial with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Times you got to go back.
Yeah. Because when you get to this present moment, it's not like the world has fast forwarded on you. Like, we're still here. Like, there ain't nothing. Like me, I would love to go back because I know when I get banged up and I reminisce and I think about the nostalgia, like I'm like, man, you don't get these moments back, bro. You don't get all them fucking, when you're with the boys in different parts of your life. And then when they're gone and now you like look back, you're like, man, I wish this group was kind of still together. and you didn't know that that last time you hung out was probably going to be the last, probably can count on one or two hands, the last time you'll ever see them again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't know it at that point. But then when you go back and you're in those moments, you can fucking, you know, you're up there giving a hell of a speech trying to get the boys right. And maybe you tell a couple of your best friends, like, hey, I know what goes down, bro.
And one of them will believe you.
Yeah, one of them will believe you. And all you got to do is something light, something minuscule, like a couple bets or like, watch and you're this. Not actually betting. Yeah, like, hey, watch this, bro. Oh, hot tub time machine. Like so-and-so is going to get caught up right here. We'll just watch something in the high school bubble, something in the national news. Like you call it a couple of things and you're just like, I'm telling you, bro, like join me.
I'm about to kiss you.
Yeah, you're starting a cult.
Fucking cool. But like, that's why I want to go back. Cause I'm always like, man, I would love to go back.
It'd be so sad though when you got to that point and you're like, cause you're not going to remember every single thing. You can remember the last time you hung out, but like, while you're hanging out with your boys, you're thinking, is this last time? No, this happened. I remember actually this happening. And then you get to that last time. And when it finally clicks, this is the last time. And you're going to be so sad.
Sad bro.
Thank you, Mitch.
You can make the effort to go back and like make sure it's not the last
time. For sure. That's what I'm saying. I think there would be a little bit more urgency about stuff.
Yeah.
But you'd also have to keep perspective on like not trying to force something. You know what I mean? There'd be a balance, but I'd like, that's why I'd want to go back.
It's just definitely
nostalgia guy.
It's definitely way more complicated to go back than it is to go forward.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's definitely a level of like chess.
You don't
want to
fuck something up. It's not like I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
So you don't want to end up like where you go down a different path. You know what I mean?
Again, hot tub time machine. They bet on the football game because they thought they knew what happened. And a squirrel came out of nowhere and ruined the game. And then they found themselves in the bathroom.
About to get head.
Yeah. Could be you.
The only thing, you guys want to know the truth about what I dread about going back?
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Them GPP workouts.
All roads lead back to Nebraska.
School too, but we can figure that out.
You figure that out.
Yeah.
My shit. Yeah. I didn't have that hard of a time at school. I mean, I did terrible. I did so terrible and it still worked out. Like I know, like if I went back, I'd be like, yo, I could just do bad.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to be all right? Wouldn't you want to be more intentional? Because you like,
I would definitely be more intentional.
You think back at times, you're like, oh man, I wish like you develop more in certain areas. So it's like, if I would have took that a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how many things do you change about your past where your future now is not the same?
I think the butterfly effect. I think just attachment.
What do you mean?
Chicks.
Yo, that is like the number one thing.
I'm saying
the number one thing that goes through dudes' heads when they like want to go back to like, yo, I would fuck so hard.
It's so many. Probably wouldn't because you see your boy would be saving up his little bank account just to get new teeth as early as possible. You know what I mean?
What are you, bro, you go back in time and be like Austin Powers dude, when he looks in the mirror and be like, ah, oh, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Got these again?
Yeah. But like, you know how you're in the small town world, like everything is like that One Tree Hill, Smallville life. Shout out them shows. They're fucking awesome. But you're trying to get like, you're trying to give it the pretty girl in that town or whatever. You never think outside of like the county or the town.
So you go
you're
outside.
Really attached. I'm just saying I would have the perspective of knowing like things are going to work out.
Right.
So that way you could, you know,
I would
get in your bag.
I'd probably stick to my town for a little bit.
Yeah.
I had some unfinished business back then.
Yeah.
Man, what a fucking weird deal.
Yeah, but that's a conversation that is had, bro.
Yeah, all the time. That's a locker room conversation.
Yeah, that's a locker room conversation.
What about, JP, would you go back or forward?
I'm going back for sure.
Yeah?
A lot of the same reasons as Will. I shout out to my parents. I had a great childhood.
Must be nice.
Knowing what I know now, it would be even better. And I would kill to go back to mainly just like the summertime. When you're in like elementary school, hanging out at the pool all day. That's what I want to go back
to. That's a fair point too. Cause yeah. That's a very fair point. That's a good point.
Going back.
What's one thing, do you have a thing in mind that you would change?
The thing I would change. I don't know. Like the thing that sticks out of my head the most is working a job my senior year. Because it stressed me out so much because I was working and playing football and playing travel soccer and I was just like miserable for 6 months. Like I probably wouldn't go work that job.
Yeah, fuck that job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hard to get out some of them job lives, dude. Fuck.
Never working at a restaurant again.
Boy can sling some stuff at movie gallery now.
Worked at a sushi place for 2 weeks. I quit.
California roll specialist?
Yeah, I was a bus boy.
Damn.
I didn't even go in to get
California
my first.
Roll.
I really didn't, like, I didn't quit. I just stopped showing up. I never picked up my first check.
It was never about the money for you.
Yeah, there's a sushi place in Scottsdale, Arizona that owes me about $136. I'm going to get that.
Jack, is there anything you go back? Or would you go back? Or are you jumping forward?
I was back, but then Gary made a good point. Once you go back once, it's like, that's it. You like one, you can't go, you're not going to go back multiple times. I mean, I guess you could, but you're just, I feel like then you're just reliving almost like the same, like first general years. If you're going forward, especially for me, like being diabetic, I'm going and finding that cure and coming back and having a normal health life now. So I know that's kind of like a weird spinoff, but he really put that in perspective.
Yeah, yeah. But you, you say me. That, but you say it, and I know, like, and not to even make it more weird, but once he said parents or something, like, I would drastically be intentional about, like, after my mom's knee surgery, like, you're like, the blood, the stuff that keeps everything flowing correctly so you don't get clots and shit like that, you're able to see that now and hope maybe change it. But then that's like some butterfly effect type shit.
Yeah. Definitely.
But the only positive is
that's
that
some Final Destination
type
shit.
Yeah. But the only positive of that is that it was like a year and a half ago, or it wasn't like forever ago, to where I feel like not a whole lot would.
But there's also the issue change. If you go, like, let's say like I try and go 50 years in the future and you go and it's just black everywhere.
Yeah, bro, that would be scary.
Yeah, I mean, like the world ended, like of some kind of.
What's that superheroish TV show where they all like live in this mansion? It's on Netflix.
Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, Umbrella Academy, where they see the future and it's like fucking gone. And they're trying to, like, you know, get everybody together to figure it out.
Yeah, it takes a smart mind to follow that show. But anyways. Mitch's back here going, Mitch goes, that was way too hard to follow the show.
So, oh, you got a big head, dude. You should be able to keep up with that.
Yeah. You do got a noggin.
Just because I got a big head doesn't mean it's working.
Hey, you made the point.
Because I got a big head doesn't mean it.
Well, we can't be turning on each other right now. We need to be stronger than ever.
Oh, you think...
He's already got us.
He said us.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in this with you. Should we hit an ad?
Well, I want to hear what Mitch would do.
We'll get back to it as right after this ad, because then we hit the ad and we're good to go.
Hey, don't say it like that, dude.
Farmer's Dog. Holy shit, bro. Dogs? Yeah. Is that what that says? For Will to Read. Yeah. I have a testimonial with Farmer's Dog. Waffle.
I literally thought it was because I don't read good. They'd be like, hey, make sure, yeah, make like, sure the one on the, on like, the
hey,
right.
Hey, can I get Farmer's Dog's number? Dogs will eat anything, shoes, toilet paper, garbage, and even kibble. But just because they eat it doesn't mean it's healthy food. Here's an idea. What if dogs ate real food? Feed your dog the Farmer's Dog. It's fresh, real, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog. They'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from Farmer's Dog, including myself. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/bussin. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/bussin to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/bussin. Waffle has been on Farmer's Dog. You guys remember how fat Waffle was back in the day? I'm talking...
I miss that.
Yeah, I'm talking she was patchy, like had the dry skin, losing fur and shit. She fucking had so many issues. She's a bulldog. Bulldogs have issues to begin with. But she was, I think she was 66 pounds, and she's not a big-headed bulldog. She's not like a big fucking lug of a bulldog. Talking a nice little female bulldog. She's 44 pounds now. We got her on Farmer's Dog, and you'll pick whether you want to maintain, lose a little bit, whatever. The vet's telling us, like, hey, she's got to lose weight. And me, I'm thinking, like, it's a fucking bulldog. Who gives a shit? But she was getting all the patchy skin, and we had to, like, she was on Benadryl and shit like that. So we got Farmer's Dog, and this was in, when did I move out of that place? 2020? This is in like 2020 when we started her on Farmer's Dog. Bro, 66 pounds. She's now, we just weighed her yesterday. She is 44 pounds, bro. Looking slender, can run for fucking days. None of the patchiness. Can run for
fucking days.
Her fur, her fucking skin, dog skin, whatever. Yeah, coat. There it is. Her coat, all that stuff, bro.
Big Brain Podcast.
I'm telling you, the farmer's dog. That shit is legit. And then you get 50% off. You get 50% off. I'm glad. One, I don't know what took so long, but I'm glad I have a testimonial with the farmer's dog because I believe in the product.
I might have to get Jake on that because I want to get him fat.
You want to get him fat?
Yeah, I think a fat lab is hilarious.
Just an overloaded.
I want him to be like barely moving. He's definitely thicker. Like when I feed him and the other dog, I'll give the one dog one scoop.
Yeah.
Keep her nice and fit.
Yeah.
But Jake, I double him up and he eats it all every single time.
Jake's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. Maybe get him on Farmer's Dog. Tell him I want to gain.
You're eating like fucking human beings, bro. They do come in those packages. You choose beef, chicken, pork, turkey.
For real?
Yeah. It's easy, too. You thaw it out, cut it up, drop half in the morning, half in the evening. Good to go.
Boom. I love that. Mitch, forward or backward, where would you go?
Probably go to the past.
Easy?
Yeah.
For all the reasons we've talked about?
Yeah. I think overall, I think I would want to go the past, but like before I was born.
But then there's the sperm thing we talked about last podcast.
But like go back.
What are you trying to see before you were born?
I want to like just some of the stories. Some of the stories my dad tells when he was a kid. I would just like want to be friends with him and just do that shit with him.
Dude, if I went back,
you look up to your dad, huh?
Yeah, he like the story. Like he grew up in Philly.
But you're in a sack. I thought I'd establish that. You can't go back.
Yeah, that's what throws this because that's what Will did.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm just he wants to go back, so I want to hear the reasoning.
Okay.
I'm just trying to hear the reasoning of why he wants to go back.
Like the stories he tells of him, like
yeah, I'm trying to get in the disciples, man.
He drove a truck down like the art museum steps, like he would like rip around a dirt bike through the city of Philly, and then like just go to the back of the house while the cops like ran by. Just some of the shit he did with his friends just sounds so cool, and I would just love to be a part of it, and like just be along with it for the ride.
Hey, that's cool.
Flip that for your old man, dude. He'll love to hear that.
He'll love that. He will love that. Would you fight your dad? Or you now, and then your dad. Would you fight your dad? Because I'd go back, I'd beat Dave's ass. He and I would go toes.
At his age right now, who's winning?
Like if me at 24 and him at 50 some?
No, him at 24 and you at 24.
Oh, me. My dad was small. I would.
So you got the big head from your mom?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But all right. My dad always says how like scrawny he was as a kid, but
he was just like doing bad shit, but fun bad shit.
Nah, he wasn't like a bad kid. He was just ripping around.
He told one story and he was running from the cops.
On dirt bikes in the middle of Philly.
I mean, he like, I don't know. I would definitely kick his ass now.
Hell yeah. Ooh. Hell yeah.
24, both of you 24?
Yeah, for sure. No doubt.
Are you beating Bill?
I don't know.
Bill was like bodybuilder.
I
don't
mean to say that, bro. Okay. I'd whoop his ass now. Like, I'd roll him down a hill now. But back then, no, I wouldn't go that far.
My dad was like riding dirt bikes and stuff. So his like forearms and like upper body is like endurance. But like, I think overall, I think I got more on him.
Forearms for riding dirt bikes.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a photo of my dad when he was at Minnesota. He was fucking rocked up. I think my dad would have beat my ass.
I think
my dad was like 18, 19 then.
Yeah, see, I don't know if my dad would get me as teenagers. I think when he's an adult, I think he'd get, you know, I wouldn't go as far as say I'd get my old man. Because I was also a little kid, like, oh, my dad would take your dad. You know what I mean? Like, tip of the cap to the old man.
Yeah.
My dad would drop me.
Even to this day, huh?
Right now.
Oh, dude, my dad, JP Hovey has no friends. Dude, that's the funniest story you told me.
Dude, he goes to the gym, and I swear he legit shows up, talks to a couple people, knocks out 225 on the bench a couple times, and then just goes and hangs out some more. And he just stays. He's like 66 years old now, 65. Goes upstairs, 225. Ah, still got it. Let's go talk. Dude is strong.
Really?
Yeah.
That is kind of, that's dope. I think, yeah, I think
JP's
when I...
JP's dad for being able to whoop JP.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, this day.
My time is coming.
A feat.
I think 18-year-old Dave versus 18-year-old Taylor, 18-year-old Dave's winning. Just from what I've seen.
I have no clue.
I've seen one photo.
I know what your dad looks like now. Yeah, he's a good looking cat.
He's kind of,
yeah, silver
he's
fox.
Rocked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely, he slays too. He does, man. I was talking to him one day. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going out to Dallas to meet a girl. I was like, oh, cool. And he goes, just without unsolicited text, she's your age. I go, oh, okay, Dave.
A sugar daddy.
He's out there working.
Out there being a sugar daddy.
He's out there working.
Like, hey, I'll put you on payroll.
He's in the damn street slaying. He's going to hate that. Make sure you keep it in, though. Expose
him. Put my name out there.
Shows up to my house.
That, yeah.
We're going to find out now. Jack, what about you? You think you would have beat up your dad?
I think at 18, he might have me because I was pretty skinny then. At 28, I'm rocking his shit. I mean, he was married at that point. And he sees me in the gym. I also have like 4 inches on my dad. So like I'm a lot taller. The reach is there. If you hear this, dad, if you want to catch these hands, dog. Get
wrecked. Catch these hands, dog. Wrecked.
Dog, yeah,
but I'll give him his flowers. At 18, I think he'd piece me up. He was an athletic dude then.
Then that's got to be tougher. He's going to hear that. He's like, then, damn, I still got it, though.
There was one time we were fucking clowning around in the bedroom. We were... Me and my boys were clowning around in the bedroom. We were playing fucking Grand Theft Auto. We had all the cheat codes in. We got the jetpack on. We're all hyped up, but it's late at night. My dad comes in, hey, keep it down. And he leaves the room. Yeah. He leaves the room, but we have the giggles. Like, it's at the time of night, we have the fucking giggles.
The best.
Yeah, and you know, you could hear everything in the house. It doesn't matter what room you're in. And we're still having a good time. He's like, hey, I thought I told you to fucking keep it down. I'm like, all right, dad, like, you know, we're just, all right. But I have a little smirk on my face because we have the giggles. We're all quiet at the game. The game's paused one time, the game's not paused another time, and you just hear stuff happening, and you're like, all right, I'll keep it down. And I'm a junior in high school.
Like middle school.
No, bro, I'm a junior. Yeah, I'm a junior in high school. Third time he comes in, he's like, I thought I told you to fucking keep it down. He's like, I was like, oh, guys, hey, we got to keep it down. Oh, he walks in the room. Dude, he walks in the room. He walks in the room and he stands in front of me like this. He's like, I told you to fucking keep it down. And my boy is up against the wall behind my dad, just like sitting there. Tears coming down his face from laughing. It was Logan. Tears coming down his face from laughing, and he's trying to hold in his laughter because he realized how serious the moment is. My dad's like, hey, come outside with me.
No.
Dude, I get up, and as I'm like getting up, you know how you're kind of like trying to stay a little front on him because you don't want to like turn your back to him. He fucking like shoves me toward the door, and we get like out in the room. And the dude like stands over me, and I got like this fucking stance. I got like this stance like this, and I'm leaning back, and he's like in my face. And he's like, you ever feel like you want a shot at the title? Just let me know.
That is,
I'm not joking. Like, I just got chills thinking about it. He's like, you ever want a shot at the fucking title? You just let me know. And I was like, dad, all right. Like, we're just playing games, bro. Like,
you say, bro?
No, you know,
you say, bro, like that.
I was like, you know, but my lip was coming. I was like, all right. Yeah. Yes, sir. Dad. Yes, sir. I got you.
You scared as fuck.
Scared, bro.
The fucking hairs in the back of your neck standing up.
Yeah. But
you ever want to show at the title?
It was a little dicey in that moment.
Hey, that's a hell of a story. That is a hell of a story.
Oh, fuck.
Man.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. He's a tier one now. He watches all this stuff.
Are you, when your dad would get mad at you, when you were like young like that, it is the scariest thing of all time. Like, my dad like slapped me across the face 3 times before I even knew what happened.
Damn.
And like got like put me up against the wall for just, and even it's like the smallest things too, but like if when he wants to show you, like if you want the title, you gotta come get it.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
He can do it like no problem.
Yeah, I remember I was like 7 or 8 years old and my brother and I did something bad while he was away, like on business or something. And my brother and I are watching TV in our parents' bedroom. My dad walks in calm. He's like, you guys are getting spanked. Who wants to go first? I was so fucking scared for my life. I like push Bryce. I go, you go. Bryce gets spanked. He starts crying. His cries made me feel even more scared. So I ran. Bro, I ran. I swear to God, for an hour and a half, ran and hid. And Dave would just walk and follow me like Jason Voorhees in Friday the 13th, bro. I would run. I ran down the stairs. I would get in like the living room. I'd push the couch over and hide in the corner. And then I'd just hear him walking. Bro, the anxiety.
Yeah, bro.
And then all of a sudden I would see his head, notice where I'm at, and I'd be up somewhere else. Where else am I going to go hide? And just get a good sprint. He did not even catch a jog. By the time I got caught, my brother was back watching TV like nothing ever happened. And I caught those hands. I caught those spankings. I caught a couple extra.
Yeah, that bro. Scary. That was dicey growing up back in the day.
Bro, with your dad, dude? Yeah, when your parents get mad at you, damn.
Or when your mom's like, go tell your dad. Uh-oh. And you're like, God, no, please, no. No, you tell him.
You tell him.
Will you come with me? No, damn. You go tell him. Fuck.
Bro, I would get in trouble with my mom when my dad was away. My mom would call the police.
Dude, what now? What are you doing to get the police called? I'd be screaming at her,
like angry, like having a temper tantrum, and she would literally call the police.
And how old?
Like 7 or 8.
I was going to say, I mean, if you're like in high school looking at the stature, you know, your own, who knows what you're saying? Like, hey,
I'm a child. She would call the police and the police would come to the house and have to talk to me.
Wow.
Just scare me.
Yeah, hey, just scare him real quick.
I was scared. Put him on the hood of the car.
Yeah, put him on the hood of the car.
Man. Yeah, dude, that getting in trouble with your parents sucked.
Do we need to do tier talk? All right, we are back. Tier talk this week, top media personalities. If you see them on TV, that is a personality in the sports world. Back at the bus, JP, I don't know how many of you guys are going. Kick that thing off.
Back of the bus, tier 3 is...
No honorable mentions?
No honorable mentions. I'm confident in this list. Tier number 3 is one of the most underrated sportscasters. He also covers news, and he's covered the hardest of hitting news. We're going with Realistic Fish from Bikini Bottom. You've seen him, and you remember him. He's an icon. Tier 2 goes to my girl. Hey, Adams, if you're watching this, I think you're the greatest. I love your story. I'd love to go out to dinner with you one time when you come to Nashville. You are my second favorite sportscaster of all time. And I know you're asking yourself, why aren't you number one? You're not number one because number one is Stuart Scott, my favorite sportscaster of all time. And his book, I don't know if you guys have ever read it, but his autobiography is like one of the best books ever. So Stuart Scott is my tier one.
Is Stuart Scott the one with one eye?
Yeah.
With the glass eye?
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good one. I thought it was current. I thought it was current.
One word.
I don't know why.
Real or fake?
You know what I mean? Like real or fake, dead or alive. Then it was just opened up to the entire spectrum.
Apologize for my creativity.
My word. Variety.
Diverse.
Guys. Oh yeah, I guess you guys did it with him. My list is, all right, I have an honorable mention. My list is all current sports media personalities out there doing it right now.
You got to say that.
But it is. That's what it is. Okay. My honorable mention, there's this bald guy. He runs a 40 once a year. And I think he used to have a show on NFL Network. I see it now. It's out on Twitter every now and then. I see his show a lot on Twitter. I don't really see it on TV anymore. But my honorable mention goes to that bald guy that runs a 40 once a year. My tier 3 is going to go to Colin Cowherd. I think Colin Cowherd's a beast. Anytime I'm actually trying to watch like people talk about sports and everything else and give objective opinions, I think my go-to guy is Colin Cowherd. And the dude's got like his brain, the way he operates and does all of his analogies, I fuck with it heavy. And he runs that show by himself. I think he's a stud. My tier 2, the boy Pat McAfee. I think the way he does it, the way he's done it, that is the North Star in the world that we are in. Pat McAfee, he's a trailblazer from athlete to media personality. The way he's been able to create the Pat McAfee show with all of his boys. Shout out to all the boys over there, including AJ Hawk. My tier 2 is Pat McAfee. My tier 1, and my tier 1 is just, I love chaos. He's the most memeable. He's got the most video clips. He's got the most comebacks. His word usage, the motherfucker is a dictionary, and he's been doing it year in and year out, day in and day out for I want to say decades, but Stephen A. Smith. I think the chaos he creates, I absolutely love Stephen A. Smith, and that concludes my tier talk.
I gotta think about it.
Transcendent.
Honorable.
Current.
Damn it.
Ball guy runs a 40. Alan Coward. Pat McAfee. Stephen A. Smith.
That's good.
Really good.
Got him.
I was solid. I was solid. Okay.
Dictionary.
My list is a little fucked up here, but I'm going to do my best. My tier talk is best sports personalities, right? That's what we're doing. Or media personalities. My honorable mention is going to go to Cotton McKnight from Dodgeball. He doesn't say a whole lot, but when he says something, it steals the stage. It steals everything. It steals the stage. Everything he says brings some sort of substance to the game of dodgeball on ESPN The Ocho. That is why he is my honorable mention. My tier three is Rod McCurdy. You might be wondering who that is. And if you go back to a couple of tier talks before, we talked about the best, most inspirational sports movie of all time. That is the man that commentates for the Halifax Highlanders in the movie Goon. He is incredible. He talks about when the Canadian national anthem is fucked up, calls it borderline treason. Hard hitting journalism with him. He's always on his toes. He always knows what he's doing. Phenomenal individual. My tier two also is Pat McAfee. Like Will said, trailblazer. North Star, given a lot more people that were athletes the confidence to go do a podcast. And watching what he does, all those boys over there, the call recall, AJ Hawk sitting there, always stoic and calm, barely breaks a smile anytime he talks. The whole show, absolutely incredible. My tier one is going to go to one of my favorite actors of all time. Plays a pivotal role in the movie Anchorman, and that is Wes Mantooth. In Anchorman 2, when he fucking has that cigarette in his hand, he goes, I know where I'm going when I die, so I sure as shit ain't worried about burning on Earth. I know I butchered that a little bit, but my God, what a fucking line by him. It's sealed in my brain. So that is my tier talk.
Top heavy.
Two, I really liked.
Fictional ish.
Damn, that was my word.
Diverse.
Yeah.
Strong.
Fantasy.
Thanks, boys.
Fictional. What's another one? Synonym.
I mean,
fake was my first. Fake, I can't say fake. That kind of comes off a little different. Ooh, fantasy. That's going to hit. What's the opposite of reality? Fantasy. Well, boys, it's been a hell of a podcast.
It's been a podcast.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a podcast. For everybody who loves the pre-show to the show, this was just all of that without the interview.
It was an outstanding time. If you guys didn't have fun, that's too bad because we had a blast.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Subscribe. Make sure you hit that little bell. Turn on your little notifications. Leave comments. Tickets still on sale. Ohio State next Wednesday. And then we go to LSU, Fred's Bar. And then after that is Colorado. But we will be in Denver. All tickets are live. Go buy them. We'll see. Fucking something just...
Not throw up,
but it was like an air throw up.
Oh.
A burp.
My man was threw up oxygen.
Subscribe, rate 5 stars, do all this stuff. Tell your friends, be a boy, tell a boy. Yeah. Big hugs, tiny kisses.